Time now for the Chow Gang and Chow St. Louis. They're back.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie,
that's amore.
Benvenuti a tutti, una bellissima giornata domenica.
Un bel ritorno al nostro programma, Michael Santangelo
e Gaspare DiMaggio.
Oh my God.
Benvenuto.
Abbiamo festeggiato il carnevale.
Sì, abbiamo festeggiato carnevale, abbiamo festeggiato San Valentino. Abbiamo festeggiato festa del Sanremo. It's been a busy week. We have a great program today lined up for everyone. Cibo, yeah. Speaking of cibo, if anybody wants to bring us any cibo, any food, arancini, risotto, yeah, anything.
Risotto?
I thought you said risotto.
I said that?
Oh.
I mean, I'm not going to say no, but I didn't
say anything.
Damn, I would have been happy with salami.
Someone was supposed to bring us some food, but he called in sick. That's all right. Chris is not good with us.
Maybe he's getting the risotto. Prepara il risotto. I'm sorry, in Lombard, il risotto.
Ah, risotto. Oh, man, I missed being here last week.
I did.
Did everybody miss us? I don't know. Let us know if you missed us. Did they know we were gone?
Johnny. Did anybody call?
Not Johnny, I'm sure Johnny missed us.
Where's Jay?
Everybody, right. Yes, everybody.
We had a lot of people at Carnival. It was a lot of fun, honestly.
It really was. If you didn't make it, plan for next year.
Man, I'll tell you, we have set for some March best 2nd sponsors. You know, sostenatori. They are ottimo, Mike. They are great.
We had
a great evening.
Great prizes.
I heard I danced.
Someone told me you were up on stage dancing.
I got up on stage, and here's how good the party was. Okay, Carnevale was so fun. I ripped my pants.
Oh. Did anybody see that?
I don't know. I don't know
fun.
If anybody saw that. Let me know on Facebook if you saw it. I hope not, for God's sake.
We'll make sure and tune us in on Facebook Live. We'll be here live a little
later,
bit.
And tell them who's going to be with us later.
Later on today, we have an exclusive interview with the beautiful Giada Valenti.
The talented songstress.
She was here in St. Louis a couple of years ago. Had a concert at the Skip Varov
Center. Yeah, right there at Chaminade. She was wonderful.
She's been really busy touring around the world and around the states here. She's got a brand new single coming out. I think tomorrow or today, something. Yeah.
But did we talk through the whole
exclusive
song? The
we
whole
did.
That's Amore song? We are
we
good. Yeah, but anyway, Jada's going to be here, what, about 1:15?
Yeah, about 1:15,
1:30. Right after, the 1 o'clock hour.
And
we're going to talk to her.
We'll talk to her. And
she's a delight.
She really is.
So
we'll go ahead and get started. Iniziamo il programma con tutto Sanremo. Sanremo just completed this week, or last week. And if anybody missed any of the Sanremo or doesn't have the Rai channel to watch Sanremo, today we're going to play tutto Sanremo. Speriamo. I wasn't really too impressed with it.
No?
It was good.
But you took the best of what they had.
Well, I took, we're going to play at least the top three.
All right.
So we'll start with the winner of Sanremo. Il vincitore del Sanremo 2018 goes to Ermal Meta e Fabrizio Moro.
Sono adesso, il sole sulla Rambla, oggi non è lo stesso. In Francia c'è un concerto, la gente si diverte. Qualcuno canta forte, qualcuno grida a morte. A Londra piove sempre, ma oggi non fa male. Il cielo non fa sconti, neanche a un funerale. A Nice il mare rosso, di fuochi e di vergogna. Di gente sull'asfalto e sangue nella fogna.
E questo corpo enorme che noi chiamiamo terra, ferito nei suoi organi dall'Asia all'Inghilterra. Galassie di persone disperse nello spazio, ma quello più importante lo lo spazio di un abbraccio, di madri senza figli, di figli senza padri, di volti illuminati come muri senza quadri. Un minuto di silenzio spezzati da una voce: non mi avete fatto niente,
non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente. Questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, oltre la gente. Non mi avete fatto niente, non avete avuto niente, perché tutto va oltre le vostre inutili guerre.
C'è chi si fa la croce, chi prega sui tappeti, le chiese e le moschee, gli imam e tutti i preti, ingressi separati della stessa casa, miliardi di persone che sperano in qualcosa.
Braccia senza mani, facce senza nomi, scambiamoci la pelle in fondo siamo umani, perché la nostra vita non è un punto di vista e non esiste bomba pacifista.
Non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente. Questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, oltre la gente. Non mi avete fatto niente, non avete avuto niente, perché tutto va oltre le vostre inutili guerre. Le vostre inutili guerre. Che tranne in grattacieli le metropolitane, muri di contrasto alzati per il pane, ma contro ogni terrore che ostacoli al cammino, il mondo si rialza col sorriso di un bambino,
col sorriso di un bambino,
col sorriso di un bambino.
Niente, non avete avuto niente, perché tutto va oltre le vostre inutili guerre.
Non avete fatto niente,
le vostre inutili guerre.
Non avete tolto niente,
le vostre inutili guerre.
Non avete fatto niente,
le vostre inutili guerre.
Non avete avuto. Sono consapevole che tutto più non torna, la felicità volava
come vola via una bolla.
And that was Herbal Meta with the winner of Sanremo 2018.
That was number one?
That was number one.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, it was okay.
Can you play number two?
Yeah, I'm going to play number two right now. Number two comes from a group called Lo Stato Sociale, and the song title is Una Vita in Vacanza.
E fa il cameriere, l'assicuratore, il campione del mondo, la baby pensione. Fa il ricco di famiglia, l'eroe nazionale, il poliziotto di quartiere, il rottamatore. Perché lo fai? E fai il candidato, poi fai l'esodato, qualche volta fai il ladro o fai il derubato. E fai opposizione, e fai il duro e puro, e fai il figlio d'arte, la blogger di moda. Perché lo fai? Perché non te ne vai? Una vita in vacanza, una vecchia che parla, niente nuovo che avanza, ma tutta la banda che suona e che canta. E fai l'estetista, e fai il laureato, e fai il caso umano, il pubblico in studio, fai il cuoco stellato, e fai l'influencer, e fai il cantautore, ma fai soldi col poker. Perché lo fai?
Reconnect, here we go, ciao,
ma fai l'analista di calcio mercato, il bioagricoltore, fai poi il santone, fai il motivatore, il demotivato, la risorsa umana, il disoccupato. Perché
fai, perché non te ne vai. Una vita in vacanza, una vecchia che balla, niente nuovo che avanza, ma tutta la banda che suona e che canta per un mondo diverso. Vivere, fare soldi per non pensare, parlare sempre, non ascoltare, ridere per fare male, fare pace per bombardare, partire per poi ritornare. Una vita in vacanza, una vecchia che balla, niente nuovo che avanza, ma tutta la banda che suona e che canta per un mondo diverso, libertà e tempo perso, e nessuno che rompe i coglioni, nessuno che dice se sbagli sei fuori.
And that was the second, number two, of the Sanremo 2018, the winner in second place.
Mi è piaciuto di più.
Un po'.
I liked it better. That was a little much better.
In third place.
Oh, yeah?
In third place, una canzone di Annalisa, una canzone intitolata Il Mondo Prima di Te. Mondo prima di te.
Non lo voglio pensare, no. Un mondo prima di te.
Un giorno capiremo chi siamo senza dire niente, sembrerà normale. Immaginare che il mondo scelga di girare attorno a un altro sole. È una casa senza le pareti, da costruire nel tempo, costruire dal niente come un fiore fino alle radici. È il mio regalo per te, da dissetare, crescere. E siamo montagne a picco sul mare, dal punto più alto impariamo a volare. Poi ritorniamo giù, lungo discese pericolose, senza difese. Ritorniamo giù a illuminarci come l'estate, che adesso brilla come era il mondo prima di te. Un giorno capiremo chi siamo senza dire niente, niente di speciale. E poi ci toglieremo i vestiti per poter volare più vicino al sole. In una casa senza le pareti, da costruire nel tempo, costruire dal niente. Siamo fiori, siamo due radici che si dividono per ricominciare a crescere. E siamo montagne a picco sul mare, dal punto più alto impariamo a volare. Poi ritorniamo giù, lunga discese pericolose, senza difese. Ritorniamo giù a illuminarci come l'estate, che adesso brilla come il mondo prima di te. Sempre ti chiedo di entrare all'ultima festa nel mio primo amore. Poi ritorniamo giù, lungo discese pericolose, senza difese. Ritorniamo giù a illuminarci come l'estate, che adesso brilla come era il mondo prima.
This program, Ciao St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Di Gregorio's Market on the Hill. Di Gregorio's sells a variety of meats, cheeses, pastas, including pre-cooked sauces, frozen pastas, meatballs, spadini, as well as 38 different types of sausages. Di Gregorio's is open every day but Sunday, and they're located at 5200 Daggett Avenue on the Hill. Give them a call at 314-776-1062 or visit them online at digregoriofoods.com. This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you by Wins Travel. Wins Travel has been making travel dreams come true since 1979. Come in and visit their Kirkwood location and talk to their travel specialists who have visited the places that you want to visit. Their agents can offer personal insight that you cannot find in any travel brochure or by surfing the internet. Whether it be a beach vacation in Cancun, a trip to Alaska, or an escorted tour of Italy, their agents can find the best value for you and your family. Give them a call at 314-822-1957. That's 314-822-1957. Or visit them online at gwins.com.
Welcome to Viviano's. I'm Michael Viviano, and this is Viviano's Festa Italiano. Shop our Italian grocery and deli items today, including everything you need to make an authentic Italian meal. Old world ingredients from sauces, pastas, meats, cheeses, spices, and more, featuring Parmigiano Reggiano, prosciutto, ricotta, and cannoli shells. We prepare sandwiches, pastas, salads, and our homemade tiramisu at our Italian cafe. Or try Viviano's Catering for your next celebration. Come to Viviano's, where every day is an Italian festival.
This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Auto Art Collision and Restoration Center. Auto Art specializes in classic car restoration and auto body repair. Their expertise is breathing new life into lackluster antiques. Owner Bill Anselmo welcomes you to tour his facility located at 5305 North Rupp Avenue. Give them a call at 314-773-6663 or visit them at autoartstl.com. That's Auto Art, St. Louis's premier auto body shop on the Hill.
With us here today, Jada, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning, Jada Valente. Jada Valente is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Talented singer. Absolutely. You know what, Jada, what I've said is, I wanted to say it, but I didn't want to put it in writing, was your storytelling. That's the part. Because you do tell stories when you're up on stage, right?
That's part of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed that part is what I was getting at. But, I mean, you're a beautiful singer, but the stories are what kind of draw you into the singing.
I think that many people are able to sing beautiful songs, but I'm always trying to engage the audience and share with them why I sing certain songs. And if you've been to my show, you know that I tell a lot of my personal stories, me or my family growing up in Italy, but also a lot of stories about the songs, because there are so many songs that everybody knows, but there are so many stories behind the songs and the songwriters and that nobody knows. I mean, I know that I stupefy people all the time when I tell them that At Last is being written by a Neapolitan gentleman, that his name was Salvatore Guaragna, that changed his name into Harry Warren. And with that name, he wrote some of the most beautiful songs of the American songbook.
Right, that's exactly what I mean, those stories.
Yeah, so and that always engaged the audience, because I think we have to... Yeah, that's what it is. I didn't invent it myself. There are some artists that I love and adore, and I go to see their show, and I saw, I mean, Celine Dion is a person that I love, but I know even Frank Sinatra, when he was performing, he was always sharing, and this is what made him great. It was not only his singing, his performance, it was the fact that he was sharing a lot of his own being, himself, human being, with the audience, and I think that's... And that's what I love the most.
Exactly.
And, you know, some of my story comes sometimes from my audience. They tell me, hey, have you ever heard of? And I'm like, no, the next show, the story's in the show.
Yeah.
I was reading an article about you, and one thing that stood out was that Jada shines most purely. When you are on stage, it is just, you know, you're just dazzling the audience with your breathtaking vocals, and you're just captivating beauty, and it's just unbelievable. And we were very fortunate to have you here with us.
And the musicians behind you too, Jada.
Yes, the musicians.
You have some wonderful, wonderful musicians. I have to tell you, they, as far as even personality and talent wise, they were very, very.
Yes, I love my guys, and you know, it's preparing a show. It's not only me; it's me, them, and all the people behind the scenes. So when we are on stage, of course, I'm the one shining up front, but I need all those people carrying the light behind me, and those are my musicians, is JJ, my manager, and everybody, and even the audience make the show's magic, because I'm always say I work my magic, but if it wasn't for the magic that I have in front of me, it would not be like a magical show, and that's what it's beautiful about live concerts. I feel sad when sometimes people seems to have lost the connection with the arts and the music, and they don't go to the theater to enjoy live shows. Live arts can be even a comedy, because I think that's, first of all, that's what make us Italians very colorful. The art that we have in our DNA, the passion that we have for anything that is made by artists. And so I'm always say to everybody, lately actually I've been lucky that a lot of people brings even young people and kids of I had so many kids, and the parents were like, I was afraid it would get bored, but and you see kids, they some of them, they've never saw a live instrument, they never saw a bassoon, they never saw a drum, so, and they get in love with what they see, just like me when I was a little girl, that my grandmother was sharing with me live music. That's why I fell in love with music and with arts in general. So it's a gift. So I'm always hope that people, when they come to my concert, they come with a whole family, because it's an experience. You give a live show to a child, he may be a musician or an artist himself in the future, or just have music as something that he will carry in his heart and enjoy in his free time. Maybe he will not be a musician, but it's but that's what makes us Italian, I think, what we are.
Well, when the children see... Sorry.
Yeah.
When they see the princess on the stage, it's just, I'm not sure the children are just, you know, they think they're in Disneyland, I'm sure.
They get mesmerized.
Yes, they do.
Because it's a show. They don't see, when you hear the song, it's the song. But when you're on, when you see it live, it's a show. It's theater.
And you know what? I have a fan. She's 8 years old. She's from Pittsburgh. And I think she saw the show when she was 4 and 6 and 7. Every year, the grandparents, and she loves my music. But in a way that she, and her favorite song is We've Only Just Begun of the Carpenters.
Wow.
And she keeps saying to her old young girlfriend, oh, you have to see, she calls me my BFF. She thinks I'm her best friend forever. Uh-huh. And she said, look at my famous BFF. And she played for those kids, We've Only Just Begun. And the grandmother said, it's unbelievable. And those kids said, oh, that's a nice song. So, how funny is that?
That's
a song of 70 for somebody of 7.
That is funny.
So you've done a lot of the PBS television specials from Venice with Love. Is that still an ongoing project that you have? Okay. And
I saw... I saw
a glimpse?
Well, what I saw was Jada on one of the news, like, you know, they have the morning shows where they introduce her cooking.
Yes,
exactly.
Tiramisu, yes.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm working on a food project with tiramisu and food. Yes, I love to cook, and... I've been actually to a lot of programs all around the country, making tiramisu and sharing the passion I have for food.
You know, I'd watch your cooking Italian with Jada before. There's another cooking with Jada, but I watch yours before
that. Yes, there is a Jada De Laurentiis.
Yes.
Me, I'm always say, what I cook, it's something that I would say, if I can make it, everybody can, because I'm not a chef. I'm just passionate about good food. But, you know, the funny thing is, that I've been also teaching other people how to make, for instance, tiramisu. Really, I had people, audience in front of me with pen and paper at Italy, the store, and I was teaching them for 4 hours long how to make tiramisu. I made a very good one, I must say, myself. So good that the store Italy, when they try mine in the end, they said, actually, yours is better than ours. And the secret was, not the love that I put in, but I put less sugar. Americans tend to put too much sugar in their dessert, and that ruins the balance of a real good dessert. So I can go home forever. I'm really passionate about food. So
well, next time you come to St. Louis, you'll have to make us some tiramisu.
Guess when I come to St. Louis, by the way, I really hope to come to St. Louis. I mean, the time I was there, I've been there only one time, but you guys treated me really like I was royalty from Italy. I will never forget. I step out of my airplane.
Yeah.
And at the airport, I'm just out of the airplane, and two guy came to me and said, "Miss Valenti." I was like, "Oh my God, do I get arrested?" You know, you guy had arranged for me bodyguard to pick me up, and we were escorted out of the airport. I was like, "Wow!" So you guys really gave me the royal treatment. Well, I'm looking forward to come back.
I can't wait for you to come back, and we had a great time when you were here. I mean, you did it was a great time. We really did enjoy it. So.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that my PBS special, even though he has aired more than 1,000 times around the country, he only aired, I think, one or twice.
Yeah, I was just reading that. We've only aired it once or twice in St. Louis.
We don't really understand the mechanics of all that, but I wish it was different. So.
Yeah, I know, but they can still call. They can still call because PBS broadcasts to what you guys want to watch. So if somebody wants to see it, you can ask it, and they can broadcast it again, and who knows, maybe I'm coming soon.
Let's hope so. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about the new single that you have coming out, Gracias a la Vida.
Gracias a la Vida, yeah.
Fortunately, to get a copy of that, so we'll be playing that here as soon as we get done talking.
Oh, thank you. Gracias a la Vida is very special. I mean, thanks to PBS, I've been able to really have a broader audience, and I on the West Coast, where I am, I get a lot of people from Latin American, and actually when they came to see the show, they love music, they're passionate about music, they heard my stories about my second chance in life after I recovered a couple of years back from a very serious illness, and my gratitude for everything. I'm always saying on stage, my life is not perfect, it's far from perfect, I'm dealing every day with problems like everybody else, but nevertheless I am so grateful for so many things, and first things of all, my life and my friends, my fans, the fact that I can do what I love so much. And after one of my show, one of the fans, she suggested to me to listen to this song that is like our volare of O Sole Mio for the Italian songbook. Okay. It's for the Latin world of this song called Gracias a la Vida, thank you to life that has given me so much. And since I'm learning Spanish, I fell in love with the deep of this song. It's very simple, the melody and everything. And I wanted to record something to celebrate my life and celebrate all these fans. And actually, they said, we would love to record one of our songs. And that's a song that means so much also to them. And I recorded. And I must say, the song got very great reviews. And even from people that are really music people. Because it's difficult. When you touch a song that is like an iconic song, you always have to do it with respect and with love. And apparently, the love and respect I have for the song came through, so right. I'm very grateful, and it's going to be available for everybody to download it next week, the 23rd, so I hope everybody will do it. Mm-hmm. It's in Spanish, but you know, we are, as I said, always one human being, there's the only race existing, so everybody has something to be grateful for. Please download it and listen to it.
Jada, if it's a good song, it's a good song. If it's in Spanish, exactly. If it's in English, it doesn't really matter, but I had an idea, you know, I see that you're going to be headlining a show on June 7th in Las Vegas. Maybe on your way there, you can stop in St. Louis, eat lunch, we can have a show here, and then you can go head down over to Las Vegas since it's on the way.
I live in Los Angeles now, my dear.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. We got to get you east then before it works. So. Why don't you tell us about that show in Las Vegas?
I have a better idea. Why everybody in St. Louis should step in and happen and come to Las Vegas.
I would love to come to Las Vegas. That would be fun.
Well, we're going to go ahead and let our audience hear your new song, if that's okay. I mean, I know it hasn't been out. It's not out yet, but... if it's okay with you,
I'd like to have it. Radio has been already playing the song.
I'd like to go ahead and play it for our listeners right now, and then we'll come back with the song that I found that I didn't even know you had, that I really enjoyed. And we'll be back after listening to Jada Valente's brand new song, La Vida.
Gracias a 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 la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto, así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto y el canto de ustedes, que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos, que es mi propio canto.
All right, that was Jada Valente with Gracias a la Vida. Jada, that was a beautiful song. Can you hear us? Are you there?
Yes, I can hear
okay,
you.
Great.
I was, yes. I
know you're busy.
I'm talking to you guys. No, I'm talking to you guys, and I'm doing a live chat with my fans on Facebook. So I was just answering to all of them. We have people from all over the world listening to you guys.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
That is awesome.
We were just saying how modern time really allowed us to go places, not physically, with our the things we do, yeah, without even moving from our chair. Right?
Very technology, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So you said you're living in Los Angeles there now?
I moved to Los Angeles exactly a year ago.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I didn't move only because the weather is much better here. We have sunshine and 70 degrees. But also because all the people I work with at my music special, the PBS special, are here. The music scene for my kind of music, the pop music, has moved in the last 10 years from New York City either to Los Angeles or Nashville. And between the two, I chose Los Angeles. So I have a lot of opportunity. As soon as I'm going to have many new singles coming up, and I had a chance to work with with some amazing musicians and producers here in Los Angeles. So I will, as soon as I have a new single, every time I'm going to, I have a new address now to call. Ciao.
Exactly.
I will call you and I will give it to you. And next one, of course, is going to be a tribute to the Italian-American music, as I have recorded Time in a Bottle of Jim Croce with an amazing group of musicians. So I will... I will be calling you again to play that.
That'd be awesome. We have another friend in Los Angeles, Ileana Incandela. She's also doing some Spanish songs, too. She's Italian, of course. And so, it'd be great to see you two together, too, at some time.
I don't know her, but she's listening. Hello.
Look her up, yeah. It'd be fun. So you're heading to Las Vegas for a show coming up?
Yeah, tell us about that show.
I've been to Las Vegas last year. It was my debut at the Smith Center, which is one of the most beautiful performing arts centers that they have in Las Vegas. It was built a couple of years back. They say it's their Carnegie Hall of Las Vegas. Very beautiful, state-of-the-art place. And I sold out the first concert, so PBS really broadcast the show so many times, and they're going to broadcast it again in April. And we're going back June 6th again at the Smith Center. And the way that they love music and arts in Vegas is amazing. I mean, there is music every night. There are so many shows to choose and things to do in Las Vegas in the art kind of sector, from Celine Dion to little lounges where there are great musicians anyway performing and singing. So the first time I sold out, it was kind of amazing for me because, I mean, people can choose between, I don't know, 200 shows every night. So I was just like, wow, they chose me. So I felt very, very, very blessed and lucky. And I'm going back because everybody was asking me to go back. So I'm going back at the Smith Center the June 7th. And as I said, Las Vegas is a location where everybody, a place where everybody want to go for a fun and vacation. So maybe you guys in St. Louis, you can all take an airplane and surprise me and be there.
I would love that.
That would be awesome.
You have to pay, put like, you know, don't tell me nothing. Just come in with a big thing. This is, to his family, I'm going to be like,
big surprise.
Showstopper is going to be for me. Because that's, when people do me a surprise that I'm famous, that I almost get to cry and ask me to stop the show. I cannot keep emotion inside. It's an Italian thing, so I think we're very emotional, right, guys? Yeah. You understand when I say that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're my kind.
So I was looking through some of your other songs, and I came across a song. I guess it's an older song, Amore, L'Amore.
It's a song I wrote myself.
You wrote the song yourself.
Yes.
I mean, it's my kind of music. I really enjoy that kind of music.
Oh, I have more of those songs.
You have more of those? Okay, well, you need to upload them into YouTube so that I can, you know, download them and play them for our listening audience. And
I'm glad you find it and you like it. So I wrote the song. It's a tribute to love, talking about celebrating life. And it's a tribute to love. It's Love My Love.
Love My Love.
It's all about love.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today, and I know you have a busy schedule, and I hope to see you soon, either in Las Vegas or back here in St. Louis.
And one.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I want
Giada, grazie mille for your time and for your explanations, your stories, and I appreciate it so much and look forward. Who knows? If you look out and then we got a sign, we'll bring a sign that says Ciao St. Louis, and
you
know we're there. How's that?
It would be awesome. I want to thank you guys for having me. Your guests, and I want to say hello to all the people that I met in Vegas. I mentioned one name for all the others, and then I was in Rio Vitale. I want to thank him. He, I think, is the guy that brought me to you, to St. Louis the first time. So I say hello to Rio Vitale and all his family, the Sant'Angelo's families, and all of you. You guys are amazing. I have incredible, wonderful memory of all of you in my heart, and I really hope surely to repeat this memory and make new memories very soon. So I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Grazie, Giada. See you soon.
Grazie a voi.
Grazie, ciao.
Di programma. Ciao.
Ciao,
un saluto a tutti. Ciao.
Ci vediamo.
Ciao, a presto.
Per sempre.
This program is brought to you by Vincent's Jewelers, locally owned and operated full-service jewelry, serving the St. Louis community for more than 35 years. Owner Vito Lentini and his staff invite you to visit their beautiful showroom, where you will experience professional and personal service, as well as top-quality jewelry, without paying the top-quality prices. Vincent's Jewelers has more than 1,100 engagement and wedding-type rings, as well as more than 1,300 loose diamonds, so that you can choose the diamond that's right for you. That's Vincent's Jewelers at 11733 Olive Boulevard in Creve Coeur, Missouri. Give them a call at 314-989-9030 or visit them at vincentsjewelers.com. This program, Child St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Vitali's Deli, located at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill. Owner Mike Vitali offers deli sandwiches all named after members of his family, like the Pete Italian Sandwich, loaded with boar's head ham, salami, roast beef, mozzarella cheese, and their very own homemade Italian dressing. Vitali's Deli also offers various salads, as well as bakery goods from Vitali's Bakery. Visit them at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, or give them a call at 314-966-9912. That's Vitali's Deli, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill.
You know what, Mike?
Yeah.
Sometimes not being Facebook Live
is better.
Oh, my God.
I just want to give another thanks to Jada Valenti for being with us. I know she's extremely busy, and she took time. Yeah,
I mean,
she's really getting out there. We were very fortunate to have her in St. Louis when we did.
Yeah, and she took the time to come on the show today. That was very, and she's great. She's exactly what you heard.
Yes,
you know, we met her. We hung out with her. We know she's exactly what you heard. So.
That's awesome.
I'm glad for her success. I really am.
We got to meet another group from Italy this week. Yeah.
We did in the most unbelievable. People still don't believe me when I tell them.
Blue City Deli. Joey Valenza and his deli down there in Benton Park.
Yeah, Vinny.
Brought in a group from Palermo, Don Diego Trio.
The Don Diego Trio. Yeah.
Diego Giuraggi from, I think he said he's from Caltanissetta.
Yeah, he's from Caltanissetta. Yeah.
And the other bass player, Luca.
Luca was from Palermo, no?
Oh,
no,
he was from Palermo.
Or the Roma.
Luca Chiappara, I think his name was Chiappara, yeah. But anyway, yeah, they were a rockabilly band. I mean, they just packed them in there.
You know, my wife, who is, she's Italian because she married me.
Right.
And happy
IBM.
About it.
She's Italian by marriage.
She's happy about it, don't get me wrong. But. Well, she came with me, and she was expecting to see something completely different than what she saw.
It was great. It was a rockabilly band. You know, they sing in American and English and Italian.
You're free to look them up. The Don Diego Trio.
Don Diego Trio. So we're going to dedicate this Don Diego Trio song to one of our favorite people on the radio.
You think he's ever heard of them?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I hope at least he's going to be jealous when he hears this song.
I hope
this goes out to you, Tony Marotta.
Tony Marotta
from Cleveland Italian Radio.
Yeah,
this is a song from Don Diego Trio. La canzone intitolata Da Lunedì.
E allora faccio questo brano qua. È un brano che ho scritto dedicando alla mia moglie che mi sopporta. Questa volta sono serio, credo che discutirò. No scherzo se ti dico, da lunedì cambierò. Basta che non mi parti sfrenati, basta amici sempre ubriachi. Da lunedì cambierò, un po' più bravo sarò. L'avrò detto troppe volte, ma ora lo farò. Non scherzo se ti dico, da lunedì cambierò. Passa gare clandestine, ho fatto scelta con le bambine. Da lunedì cambierò, ma più bravo sarò. Però non dimmi, non cambierai mai. Però non dimmi, niente se farò su quello.
conta solo se lo dico per davvero. Lo so che non lo crederai mai, ma se lo vedi tu lo vedrai. Almeno ci proverò. L'avrò detto troppe volte, tonica senza C. Stavolta te lo giuro, via questi lobo di jeans. Passa con stivali sporchi, passa con i capelli sempre lunghi. Da un reticagliero, se non lo ero quasi sicuro. Spero io ti piaccia così, spero non arrivi per lunedì, perché quando arriverà, per me la fine sarà.
Applauso, that was Don Diego Trio. We had the, like I said, he had a great show here in St. Louis this past week, and I think he's in Milwaukee right now. So we'll continue. Continuamo con la musica di Sanremo. Back to that again, huh? We'll go with the winner of the group, what is it? Partecipante di Nuove Proposte. Nuove Proposte. These are the newcomers to the Sanremo. The Sanremo is broken up in a couple of different categories. So you'll have the well-known artist, and then you have the new aspiring artist. So the winner of the aspiring artist was, what is his name? Ultimo, Il Ballo dell'Incertezza.
Tanto per guardarmi dentro e ho sistemato qualche mia abitudine, ma poi la sera che arrivava ed io mi chiedevo dov'è il senso, se c'è un senso a tutto questo. Ho perso tempo per guardarti dentro e ti ho dedicato il cuore tra le pagine, ma poi la sera che arrivava ed io mi chiedevo dov'è il senso, se c'è un senso a tutto questo. E senti, non c'è bisogno di parlare, dalla serranda scende il sole e noi ci siamo accontentati. Ma ci sarà il ballo delle incertezze, ci sarà un posto in cui perdo tutto, che per stare in pace con te stesso e col mondo devi avere sognato almeno per un secondo. E ci sarà tra la gente che aspetto chiunque ha rischiato tutto ed ha perso, che per stare in pace con te stesso e col resto puoi provare a volare lasciando a terra te stesso. Ho camminato in equilibrio su di me, mischiando il tuo sorriso alle mie lacrime, ma la coscienza non si spegne di Dio. Mi chiedevo dov'è il senso, se c'è un senso a tutto questo, e ho respirato sui tuoi battiti lenti e adesso vivi, sì, ma dentro un'immagine. Ricordo c'era il vento ed io mi chiedevo dov'è il senso, se c'è un senso a tutto questo. Ci sarà il ballo delle incertezze, ci sarà un posto in cui perdo tutto, che per stare in pace con te stesso e nel mondo devi aver sognato almeno per un secondo. Ci sarà tra la gente che aspetto chiunque ha rischiato tutto ed ha perso, che per stare in pace con te stesso e provare a volare lasciando a terra te stesso. Sono i momenti quelli persi a dare un senso forse. Mi chiedi perché sono fragile, sono diverso forse. Ero un bambino, stavo in cortile, respiravo piano. Ho sempre rinchiuso vita e sogno nel palmo della mano. Sono presente a
incertezze. Dove ti siedi e più sei poco, più ti senti grande. Incontro me stesso e poi gli chiedo se vuole parlare. Ferma la musica, che il silenzio adesso sa parlare.
And that was the third or first place winner of Le Nove Proposti. Are we going to continue with this one? No, I don't think so. I just want to remind everyone that you can give us a call here in the studio at 314-969-7700 and make any special requests or dedication. And coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have the oldies, Le Canzone della Nostra Gioventù. Jay's a little busy right now, so we'll continue with the music of Sanremo again, which was not one of my favorites this year. This song, intitolata Stiamo Tutti Bene by Mercoli Cane.
Finalmente potrò diventare forte e fare il calciatore. So già palleggiare, con i sassi è diverso, ma sono avvantaggiato perché corro forte come il vento. Allora volo alla radura insieme agli altri bambini. Chi arriva ultimo in porta, sai che rottura. Dico, arrivo primo come sempre, allora sono attaccante. Scatto triplo, tiro in porta ed il portiere non può farci niente. Poi da più lontano sento Mario, vieni qua, prendiamo tutto quel che abbiamo e raggiungiamo papà. Mamma, proprio adesso sto tirando un rigore, ma non c'è verso, ce ne andiamo, meglio non polemizzare. Stiamo tutti bene, stiamo tutti bene, stiamo tutti bene, stiamo tutti bene. Ma guarda te, la iella proprio a me doveva capitare. 4 giorni su sta barca, intorno ancora solo mare. Ma ti pare giusto, uno va in vacanza per la prima volta e quelli lì davanti sono capaci di sbagliare rotta. Che poi a chiamare la barca ci vuole un bel coraggio. Stare in 3 seduti in mezzo metro di spazio e come me gli altri 200 tutti intenti a pregare. Ed io vorrei soltanto alzarmi e palleggiare. Ah, ma se soltanto sposto anche di 1 centimetro il piede, questo davanti si sveglia e inizia a dire che ha sete. Io pure ho sete, fame, sonno e mi fa male la schiena, ma non c'è mica bisogno di fare tutta sta scena. Che poi c'è questo di fianco che ha chiuso gli occhi e non li apre più. È da 3 giorni che dorme, che pare non respiri. Non ho mai visto nessuno dormire così tanto. Ho chiesto a mamma e ha detto che era proprio stanco. Boh, 3 giorni fa ne hanno buttati 20 in mare. Mamma dice che volevano nuotare. Io li sentivo gridare e non sembravano allegri. Ma almeno adesso ho un po' di spazio per i piedi. Giorno adesso dorme pure mamma, un tipo magro qualche fila più in là grida che vede la Madonna e questa barca adesso puzza di benzina e di morte. Mamma ha detto di non farci caso, di essere forte, di fare il bravo bambino e star seduto qua. Che mamma adesso si addormenta e raggiunge papà, però piangeva e si sforzava di sorridere, forse era proprio tanto stanca pure lei. E c'è un silenzio tutto intorno che mi mette paura. Si è fatta notte, ho freddo in cielo, non c'è neanche la luna. La gente grida, chiede aiuto, ma nessuno risponde. Mi guardo intorno e neanche a dirlo vedo sempre solo onde, dopo onde, ancora onde. Allora onde evitare di addormentarmi come gli altri, essere buttato in mare. Mi unisco al coro della barca e inizio a piangere e a gridare. Non ho forza, chiudo gli occhi e non so neanche nuotare.
Stiamo tutti bene. I'll tell you what, this Sanremo 2018, I don't know, maybe it's just going to take some time.
My wife, who is not Italian, she enjoys it, Even she's just not.
I watched a few interviews of people, you know, just local residents and that, and they're like, no, it's not the San Remo.
No.
It's not the days of, you know, Domenico Modugno.
I mean, it's not even.
Massimo Generi. I mean,
Occidentalis Karma is better than any of these.
Yeah, I thought so.
No offense.
No offense, San Remo. I'm sorry, but it's just a new generation. Non sono la canzone della nostra gioventù, no, which is coming up here in a minute,
right after the
station ID and the news. We're going to have la canzone della nostra
gioventù. Secondi, please.
Le notizie.
Fantastico. Abbiamo
un'altra
canzone.
We will see you at the top of the hour.
All right, man.
Johnny, give us the station ID.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.
Macerata in piazza contro razzismo e fascismo, Usegale trasferito per separarlo dagli altri fermati per il delitto di Pamela. Monaco, Netanyahu accusa l'Iran di seminare il terrore, dura replica di Teheran, Israele usa aggressione come politica. Indagato per corruzione in un traffico di rifiuti, De Luca Junior si dimette da assessore al bilancio del comune di Salerno. Accordo vicino tra Santa Sede e Repubblica Cinese sulla nomina dei nuovi vescovi cattolici, protesta la chiesa clandestina. Sfida al vertice, derby della Mole col Torino per la Juve, più facile sulla carta l'impegno del Napoli con la Spal, la Roma vince ed è terza.
And that was Le Notizie in 40 Secondi, grazie to Rai News. And it's the top of the hour now, and you know what time it is, Jay? Go ahead, guess.
La musica della nostra gioventù.
Yes. La musica della nostra gioventù.
Napoli ha vinto oggi, so they're still in first place. Still in second, so...
What does that mean?
People out there that know, they know.
People that know. All right, first we're going to start the La Musica della Nostra Gioventù with a special dedication to the one and only Vince Nicastro.
Sing it, Vince.
From his lovely wife and his beautiful children.
Yes.
They want to dedicate a song.
Wait, don't tell me the song.
No, we're not going to do that one because his wife, you know, asked me to dedicate a special song.
All right, well, go ahead.
I was going to play Tornado, but
the
wife overruled me, Vince.
Well, sure, so, it's his wife dedicating. Yeah.
And? Special dedication to Vince Nicastro.
La canzone.
Tu, amore mio.
Oh, my God.
From Lisa and your children.
Auguri, Vince.
Solo così mi consolo, lo sai, pensando a te che non mi vuoi. Parola che mi hai detto tu, ricordo che finiva, non ti amo più. E da quella sera quanto tempo è passato, quanti giorni ho vissuto nel ricordo di te.
All right. Auguri, Vince Nicastro, mi compadre Vince.
And a big shout out to Tony Mariotta, who called, and yes, of course, Mike.
Tony Mariotta.
We had Don Diego Trio.
He wants
and
him
we
now.
Thought, no, and we thought, oh, you know, we got Tony.
Got one over
we
him.
We got him, yeah. We didn't, he ain't got it. Ay, ay, ay. Let me just... He got us.
La prossima canzone for Franco Rosolino.
Franco.
Che è nascosto di Partenico.
Yeah.
He's in Partenico.
Okay.
That's my hometown.
I believe
Cine
you.
Cinese Partenico.
Oh, okay.
All right, Franco.
Non può abitare tutta Cinese, Mike. We don't have a problem.
Questo è per te.
D'amori, fuoco che si consuma, fuoco, lume cori,
l'anima chiangi addolorata, non si dà pace ma chi ma la nottata. Lo tempo passa ma non aggiorna, non c'è mai sole se già non torna. Brucia la terra mia e brucia l'ome cori, che si ti dà qua igge io d'amore. A cula canto le canzoni, se non c'è nuggio casa faccia allo barcone. Brucia la luna in cielo e io brucio d'amore. Si consuma poco come cuore, l'anima chianci addolorata, non si dà pace ma chi malano. Canto la mia canzone, se non c'è nuggio casa faccia allo barcone. Faccia allo barcone.
Non dire niente, fra un minuto il giorno nascerà. L'uomo che io ero morirà. Amica mia, questa casa non è casa mia. Col primo vento caldo me ne andrò. Cielo grande, cielo blu, quanto spazio io c'è lassù, cammino solo e non ti sento più. Cielo grande, cielo blu, al mio fianco c'eri tu. Il giorno che nasce cancella ogni segno di sassi, poi capire cosa siamo in fondo noi. Amica mia, so che forse tu non capirai, ma un uomo no, non è contento mai. Lo spazio c'è lassù, cammino.
cancella ogni segno di te. Che sapore c'è?
This program, Child St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Maestro Printing. Maestro Printing provides professional screen printing, large format printing, as well as direct digital t-shirt printing. Maestro Printing also carries a wide variety of Italian novelty t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and much more. Owner Dave Passanisi welcomes you to visit their store located at 1631 Sublette Avenue. On the Hill. Call Maestro Printing at 314-781-2992 or visit them online at maestrosp.com. For all your printing needs, remember Maestro Printing. This program, Child St. Louis, is brought to you by Cafe Piazza. Owners Vito LaFada and executive chef Tim Meineke have created an artisan-style local favorite restaurant that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. From the moment you walk through the doors, you will notice the difference. From the delicious handcrafted menu to the beautiful mural of St. Louis's history, there's no other place like it. Cafe Piazza also offers a special Saturday and Sunday brunch with an exquisite menu as well as bottomless mimosas and bottomless Bloody Marys. Visit them at 1900 Arsenal Street in Benton Park, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or give them a call at 314-343-0294. That's Cafe Piazza, bringing a little slice of Italian tradition to the St. Louis community.
All right. We are live here in the studio. Give us a call at 314-969-7700.
Gioventù.
Ancora la musica della nostra gioventù. Okay. Ha arrivato la nostra gioventù. Someone that appreciates.
Arrigiovanao.
La fisarmonica. Unlike okay. You.
Bella la fisarmonica.
Puoi sentire sempre il rap. Ma che è sto rap?
Rap, madonna.
Sente.
Tuo padre è sto rap ti insegnavo, no?
Sente.
Sogno sicuro. Tuo padre.
Ah. Fai soccorso.
Okay. Allora continuiamo con la musica della nostra Salvatore Pitti. Salvatore Pitti brought us a nice barolo.
Barolo.
Meno lo spicchiare.
No, manco per fare il barolo.
Barolo.
No, Montepulciano.
Ah, Brunello, I'm sorry. Brunello, Barolo. They all end in a no.
And a bow.
So continuiamo con la musica della nostra gioventù.
Vai.
Sì, continuiamo con la musica di una serenata italiana.
La luna, le stelle, un giardino odoroso di tiri, la rugiada che bagna le rose, i cicale sommessi bisbigli, e insieme alla chitarra che ti fa compagnia. Padrona della notte, la serenata mia. Una serenata all'italiana, una notte chiara, un ciel sereno, una voce morbida e suadente, una voce come tante, ma romantica e ruffiana. Una serenata al chiar di luna, bimba come te non c'è nessuna, e una donna presa dal mio canto si protende dal balcone e sussurra scendo giù. Grazie alla mia voce un po' ruffiana, è una serenata all'italiana. La sua bocca, i suoi occhi, i suoi baci, la chitarra che tace estasiata. Fra due amanti non servono parole, è bastante una notte stellata. Mi chiede una promessa, domani torno ancora. Passata mezzanotte, noi aspettiamo l'aurora. Una serenata all'italiana, una notte chiara, un ciel sereno, una voce morbida e suadente, una voce come tante, ma romantica e ruffiana. Una serenata al chiar di luna, bimba come te non c'è nessuna, è una donna presa dal mio canto, si protende dal balcone e sussurra scendo giù. Grazie alla mia voce un po' ruffiana, è una serenata all'italiana. Presa dal mio canto, si protende dal balcone e sussurra scendo giù. Grazie alla mia voce un po' ruffiana, è una serenata all'italiana. Grazie alla mia voce un po' ruffiana, è una serenata.
All right, we continue con la musica, continuiamo con la musica della nostra gioventù.
Mike.
La prossima canzone è dedicata a Tony Biondo.
Tony Biondo.
Tony Biondo, who's listening to us.
Ascolta,
live.
Tony. Yeah.
Ascolta, Tony. Questa ti piace? Let us know. Give us a call, 314-969.
Ricordi di cinesi.
7700.
La paura che sentivo mi conduceva assai lontano. Percorrevo sentieri già battuti. Tristezza amara era la mia, spinta solo da pazzia, che tende a ricordare solo ieri. E non capivo chi parlava, che mi tenevi stretto al cuore, come un bambino appena nato ero per te. Cercato, ti ho trovato, ti ho amato.
Quando la gente dorme, scendo giù, maglione sulle spalle nella notte blu. Nel cuore una chitarra, nella mente cose strane, e sul mio volto un po' di ingenuità. Vagabondo, vagabondo, qualche santo mi guiderà. Ho venduto le mie scarpe per un miglio di libertà. Da soli non si vive, senza amore non morirò. Vagabondo, sto sognando, delirando. Le gambe van da sole, ah, la strada sembra un fiume, chissà dove andrà. Neppure tu, ragazza, sai fermare la mia corsa. Negli occhi tuoi non c'è sincerità. Vagabondo, vagabondo, qualche santo mi guiderà. Ho venduto le mie scarpe
per un miglio di libertà. Da soli non si vive, senza amore non morirò. Vagabondo, sto sognando, delirando. Vagabondo, vagabondo, qualche santo mi guiderà. Ho venduto le mie scarpe per un miglio di libertà. Da soli non si vive, senza amore non morirò. Vagabondo, sto sognando, delirando.
Here you go, Tony Biondo. How about this one? One more for Tony. Okay, this is for Cinesi.
Okay.
Tutto Cinesi. Friscaletto.
Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare. Chi si suona un saxofona? E come si suona un saxofona? Tu, un saxofona. Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare. Chi si suona un mandolino? E come si suona un mandolino? A pling, un mandolin, tu, un saxofona. Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare. Chi si suona un violino? E come si suona un violino? A zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu, un saxofona. Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare. Chi si suona la trombetta? Ma come si suona la trombetta? Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu, un saxofona. Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare. Chi si suona la ciambona? Ma come si suona la ciambona? A fumma la ciambon, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu, un saxofone. Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Tipiti, tipiti.
Happy birthday, Ellie. This goes out to Eleonora Sant'Angelo Sicola.
Certo che rivederti ancora adesso un qualche brivido mi dà. Certo che non è più lo stesso e tu puoi non credermi, ma non ti ho scordata mai. Che sto cercando ancora adesso un equilibrio che forse non ho, quello che tu dicevi sempre d'essere sicura di averne trovato un po'. Come me, forse chissà come sarebbe stata la mia vita insieme a te. Me lo sono chiesto spesso, sai, me lo chiedo ancora adesso, sai. E mi torna in mente quando eri la ragazza del mio cuore tu. Quella luce che negli occhi avevi, come vedo non si è spenta più. Ti vorrei rivivere, anche solo per un attimo. Io vorrei rivivere quella prima volta confesseresti mai. No, forse chissà sarebbe andata poi diversamente anche per te. Tutto questo chi può dirlo ormai, tutto il resto è troppo tardi ormai. E mi torna in mente quando eri la ragazza del mio cuore tu, quella luce che negli occhi avevi, come vedo non si è spenta più. Ti vorrei rivivere, anche solo per un attimo. Io vorrei rivivere quella prima volta io e te. E mi torna in mente in un momento tutto il mondo di quei giorni miei. Più ti guardo e più mi guardo dentro, uno stormo di ricordi sei. Ti vorrei rivivere, anche solo per un attimo. Io vorrei rivivere quella prima volta io e te. Sei bella ancora adesso. E mi torna in mente quando eri la ragazza del mio cuore. Spenta più, ti vorrei rivivere, anche solo per un attimo. Io vorrei rivivere quella prima volta io e te. Oh, yeah. Ti vorrei.
ma nel mio cuore.
Grande Zucchero, Michelo. Ti piace Zucchero?
Oh, yes, that was a good song.
Tuo favorito, right?
I want to play a song requested by the one and only Sal.
Now I'm good.
Salvatore Pizzo.
Pizzo?
What? Oh, no, not Pizzo.
What?
Come ti chiami?
That's some good wine. Holy.
Thanks for bringing that wine.
You bring wine, you get to choose the music.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
That's what he wants to hear.
That's right.
He wants to hear a song by Riccardo Cocianti, una canzone intitolata Bella Senza Anima.
Adesso siediti su quella seggiola. Stavolta ascoltami senza interrompere. Da tanto tempo che volevo dirtelo. Vivere insieme a te è stato inutile, tutto senza allegria, senza una lacrima, niente da aggiungere e da dividere. Trappola, ci sono caduto anch'io, avanti prossimo, gli lascio il posto mio, povero diavolo, che pena mi fa.
St. Louis is brought to you in part by Guido's Pizzeria and Tapas.
Located in the heart of the hill, Guido's brings you family recipes made with love. They offer the best of Mediterranean cuisine with a menu full of classic Italian fare and traditional Spanish entrees and tapas. Guido's delivers a taste of Spain in the middle of Italy with made-to-order dishes like Guido's homemade lasagna, tapas caliente, and rich caramelized flan. Guido's is open 7 days a week and is located at 5046 Shaw Avenue. Give them a call at 314-771-4900 or visit them online at guidosstl.com.
This is Dominic Consolino, owner of Amigetti's on the Hill. A great place to host a party, a birthday party, a retirement party, a wedding rehearsal dinner. You get the point, right? Our banquet rooms seat from 12 to 50 people. Throw a relaxed, casual event featuring you and the Amigetti special with authentic Italian pastas and salads. Call me at Amigetti's for details. 314-776-2855.
All right, we are back live here in the studio.
Amigetti sulla collina, right, Mike?
Amigetti sulla collina, yeah, whatever that means.
On the hill.
We used to call a montagna.
Yeah, a collina.
Che sta collina? That's so big.
A collina, montagna.
We have the number one Siciliano right here with us today.
That's perfect, you know why?
Salvatore Pitti, Siciliano.
Okay.
Since Chris is not here.
Da Monreale.
It's not here. E per ora siamo nella quaresima, okay? We're in Lent.
E siamo siciliani.
Okay. And during Lent, what are you supposed to do, Mike?
Sacrifice.
And well, on Fridays, let's say,
si mangia
pesce. Mangiamo pesce, va bene.
Siciliano, pesce.
Okay. So no, we're going to try a little bit in Siciliano, some vocabulary for seafood.
Va bene.
Pesce.
Sell. So
pesce. Va bene. A me mi piace o porpo.
O porpo.
O porpo.
O porpo chiudo, come ti piace?
Come a Mondello, stile Mondello.
Ecco,
bello, si va a spiaggia, si mangia bella aperta, testa bella aperta, sì. Con tutti i vuredda. Bella siciliana, i vuredda.
And for our Lombard listeners, that would be polpo.
Popo. So,
Popo? Questo popo.
That's the police.
Che è papa? Un è popo papa.
Octopus. So what else would you have? Sardi?
I sardi beccafico.
Tell us about that.
La ricetta non la faccio precisa, no. Però i sardi con la mudiga, bella fatta, a mudiga. La ricetta precisa non la
no, sardi salati sono un'altra cosa, Mike.
Tu va a Google it and then trovi la ricetta di
è facile ormai. Non ci va a Google it.
Ma io
devo insegnare sto va a
Google
it.
No Google, non dalla
sardi.
Okay. Sardi.
Sì, c'è la
Baccalaro. Si può mangiare.
Sì, bello.
Lo conosciamo noi baccalà.
Baccalà.
Okay. All right.
Che pur?
Fatto quace budda.
Anche quace budda è bello.
Quace budda e patate.
Bella
cipolle,
bella
ruci. E patate, ok.
Ah, pizzaiola.
Pizzaiola.
Sì.
Perfetto.
Guido's, Guido's has a great baccalà. If anyone is Guido's is one of our sponsors.
Yeah. No, I know.
On their tapas caliente.
I'm here every week. I know.
We take care of our advertisers.
Oh yeah,
yes.
We take care. The tapas caliente they have,
okay,
the baccalà.
Okay, so abbiamo purpe,
awesome.
Baccalà.
Sì.
Sardi.
E pure
che altro?
Babbalucente. Babbalucente. Parliamo siciliani.
I babbalucci sono
sono pesci.
Si possono mangiare,
sì,
durante la quaresima.
Questo è per sapore.
Ma
i babbalucci sono come semenza. Si mangia per sapore e basta. Però.
No. Really?
Oh, per sapore. Oh.
So wait a minute. So you can have babbalucci. Snails,
sure.
By the way.
Snails, yeah. Babbalucci. Escargot.
What are you, French? Or would you change program?
Francese.
That's okay.
Babbalucci.
Babbalucci.
But that's okay during Lent on Friday. You could have babbalucci instead of.
I don't think so. No, I think it's all.
No, io dico no.
Sono pesce.
Io dico no. Se c'è qualcuno che sape altro, if somebody out there knows something different, let us know.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
But no, it's not.
What are you shaking your head for?
It's not beef.
It's no beef.
You can't eat chicken either.
Well, no beef.
You can't eat lamb.
Yeah, babbalucci is a kind of fish.
It is?
It's some kind of fish.
Really?
Babbalucci is scravaglio.
Scravaglio, no, scravaglio. I think the scavaglie sono
la ragogliata mai le babbaluce. Do you know where they live?
Babbaluce.
I've never seen one in the sea.
Una baglia, un
tabaglia.
No, sono tutto buono.
Mentre le frische frasche.
I frischi frasche.
Wow, this show has
you like that
one?
Oh,
utonno.
We are in a time
utonno
machine right now.
Utonno. Okay. Utonno di Genoa.
Utonno, okay.
The little cans you would
pisce
buy
spada.
E Viviano.
How about pisce spada?
Beh, bello pisce spada. Pisce spada. Sì. Vadrovolo.
Vadrovolo.
See that? We're doing this all for free.
My daughter-in-law, Maria, I'll buy fish, and the first question out of her mouth, is that wild caught?
Honestly.
Honestly, got it.
Wild caught.
Wild caught. She won't eat it if it's not wild caught.
She's right. I'll tell you, she's right.
She is.
I'm not going to blame her for that, because I'm pretty picky, too.
Yeah.
Like tilapia?
Tilapia, that's not really a fish.
I wouldn't feed tilapia to the guy that used to sit in the chair I'm in. That's how much
tilapia.
I don't like
tilapia. Avessimo a fare un viaggio a
tilapia.
A Badaru, a Vucciuria, a Palermo, a vedere tutti le pesci.
Ma dici a Vucciuria non esiste più?
No, esiste, sì.
Esiste,
no.
Badaru.
Badaru?
No, no.
Ballaru, Badaru, come vuoi dire?
Ma che such.
Anyway, so there you go.
There you go. There's your
buon appetito.
That is our Sicilian your Quaresima lesson.
La Quaresima lesson.
La nostra.
What did you give up for Quaresima?
Siciliana. Io?
Sì, tu.
I wanted to give it up coming here on Sundays, but it didn't work out.
You have too much fun.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm having right now? Fun?
Salvatore, what did you give up?
A faro bravo.
You gave up
faro bravo? No, no, I faro bravo.
Oh, you are? I doubt it.
Oh, vediamo. I thought you
how's
gave up.
Vediamo.
How's that going?
No, but not too well.
How's that
not so good. How about you, Mike?
You know, look at you.
Mike,
how
about you, Mike?
Me, I gave up a faro bravo.
A faro bravo.
You gave up faro bravo.
Okay.
I've fatto benissimo, allora. I've noticed
benissimo.
You've been excellent.
Okay.
Oh,
so
my
there you
gosh.
Go. Sicilian lesson on fish. We got purpe.
Purpe.
We got sarde, pisce spada.
Baccalaro.
Baccalaro.
Pecafico.
E tonno.
E babbaluce.
E babbaluce. Non scordare i babbaluce.
No. I babbaluce non sono...
Sì, come può essere no?
Frutte de mare, no, they're
frutte
not.
De mare,
if
they
you
frutte
have,
de mare.
If you have tutto mare, they don't put babbaluce in your pasta.
Ci mettono i clemmesi.
I clemmesi, che sono questi clemmesi?
Vongole.
I vongole, i clemmesi.
Mike, play a song, let's play us out.
All right, we're going to listen to the rap. We're gonna insert the rap pack.
To make...
But tell them which one it is.
It's a rap pack.
Rap pack.
Di Sanremo
2018.
Rap pack. Con le nuove proposte.
Ok.
E intitolata la canzone intitolata Il Mago.
All right.
Il Mago.
Buona domenica a tutti. Vi auguro a tutti una bellissima settimana.
Una bellissima settimana. And don't forget, give us a shout out, comment what you
Facebook.
Think.
Facebook.
Se ti piace, se ti piace.
Grazie mille a Sal Pitti.
Great to come down and see you guys.
Dono.
Wonderful. Thanks for letting me in and enjoy it with you guys.
Absolutely. Anytime.
That's all right.
Saluto a tutti i nostri ascoltatori. Have a great week, everybody.
Saluto le sostenitori.
Whatever we call them, Mike. Ciao, St. Louis.
Ciao, St. Louis. Vi lascio con la canzone di Mudimbi.
Mudimbi.
Una canzone intitolata Il Mago.
Fresca, fresca.
Fresca, fresca. Grazie, Tony Marotta.
What? We got.
C'è chi mi chiede, Mudimbi, come stai? Se rispondo tutto bene, poi mi chiede come mai. La gente guarda male, se non sei pieno di guai. Meglio dire son vegano e sto anche in mano agli usurai. Faccio ciò che posso, non vivo a Dubai. Ho un conto e manca l'osso che nemmeno i macellai. Vivo la realtà, senza mentirmi mai. La mia dolce metà sembra la copia di un bonsai. La mia vita va che è una favola là. Non c'è niente che mi preoccupa pa. Risolvo ciò che c'è da risolvere re. E compro una vocale per rispondere. Va come va, va come va, come va. Va bene anche se male. Va come va, va come va, come va. Il trucco è farla andare. Bevo il bicchiere mezzo pieno finché mi ubriaco. E poi svanisco in un sorriso. Come fa il mago? Il mago, il mago, voilà. Il mago, il mago.
A complicare siamo tutti esperti, a essere felici siamo tutti incerti. La verità sta tra due concetti, finché la barca va e orietta aperti. Quindi sto sereno, navigo tra le bollette, rischio pure le manette, canto queste canzonette. Evito chi si permette anche di mettermi alle strette, vuole pure le mie chiappe, le pretende fatte a fette. Mi godo la vita come un bimbo una matita, come Rambo con un mitra, come Cita una cichita. Vincerò questa partita, ci scommetto la colita. La strada va in salita ma non sento la fatica, perché la mia vita va che è una favola là. Non c'è niente che mi preoccupa, pa. Risolvo ciò che c'è da risolvere, re. E compro una vocale per rispondere. Va come va, va come va, come va. Va bene anche se male. Va come va, va come va, come va. Il trucco è farla andare. Bevo il bicchiere mezzo pieno finché mi ubriaco. E poi svanisco.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.